Heute ist der Mensch, mit seinen Nissen, mein Pesach, Taschen, Pedalet, der Chassan Rizal, Pels.
Beschuss, Rav Schlitter, Beschuss Skenai, und Beschuss Kola Kodesh, whoever's listening. Shkoyach for giving me the honor, Nochaye, to speak in Torah way. And Be'etzem, I was thinking that now it's my opportunity to continue a bit, a continuation of last year's Drush. Not that I'm expecting anyone, Chas v'Shalom, to remember things from 356 days ago, even more Ibeya. But usually they say that only the Baal Dash remembers his Drushes for a long term. But just to be moisif, a few nakudas, we go back, we see Beloshen Atfila, we say, it's mentioned, we say Chag, Chagamatzis, Yom Chagamatzis, is it? That's the Loshen Atfila that we mention, the Yontav of Pesach. In our days, we know you to call it Chag HaPesach. It's not only our days, it starts from the earlier days, the Balagoda. Really, I think the Mekor, where we call it Chag HaPesach, is Al Shem Korban Pesach. Or the, and why is Korban Pesach called Korban Pesach? That's Al Shem, that state in Parshas Boy, that's Mefush in Pasuk. We call it Hashem Shagadosh Baruch Hu Pasach al Daltos Yisrael. The Mishnah was Medalek himself on Daltos Yisrael. That's the reason why it's called Pesach, Korban Pesach, and we call it Chag Pesach. And we asked, what's the definition? Why is Pesach really resembling the Yom Tov of that we call it Chag Pesach? What's so special about the Mishnah Pasach al Daltos Yisrael? We should call it Chag Cheirus. We should call it different. We should call it Chag HaMatzos. Why do we use the Chag HaPesach? So, I'm saying the Rav mentioned already in Yom Tov is the Merdeke Yisrael. The Rebbein Shleilom says, as they mentioned, Balagoda ani veloy malach, ani veloy sorof, ani veloy hashliach. The Rebbein Shleilom comes to Bigoyel Klal Yisrael. Rebbein Shleilom wants to show that he wants to do it b'chvoid of Atzmai. He's coming down himself to Mitzrayim to be Goyal Klal Yisrael. And Be'etzem, the question is, what's the difference if the Rebbe Shlom does it himself? If the Yashliach, everything is the Rebbe Shlom. So the Rebbe Shlom is trying to represent a certain connection to Klal Yisrael. When something's important for a person, he doesn't send someone else to do it. When something's important for a person, he goes himself to do something. That's why the Rebbe Shlom himself, he says, "Ani v'loy malach." We say, "Ani Hashem alei keichem asher tzeis yeschem in Mitzrayim." Why we say? Why does the pasuk say, "Ani Hashem"? Who else? Everything is Rebbein Shleilom. Rebbein Shleilom wants to show that there's an extra connection. What started to build up from tzeis Mitzrayim through the presence of the Rebbein Shleilom. And be'etzem, that's the yisoid of Pesach, that we want to be able to find this connection with the Rebbein Shleilom, to be able to connect with the Rebbein Shleilom through the Kesher, where the Rebbein Shleilom has a Shefa of Kesher on those days, to be able to connect to Klal Yisrael. And we need to really understand what is a Kesher? When someone says a Kesher, we know a Kesher usually means Kesher Shel Kayoma, Kesher Ein Kayoma, Shabbos. What does it mean, a spiritual Kesher with the Rebbein Shleilom? Another kasha that Luchur, the Maral asked, the kasha, he asks that Chag HaCheirus is it's a royalty. You know, we need to take the nicest kelim and the Seder night to be able to show the Ben Melech of the Rebbein Shel Olam. So what's Lechem Oini doing in our table? Ha'olachmo Anya, Lechem Oini with all the nicest kelim on the table, and we're eating Lechem Oini. Luchur should be, I don't know. Not only challah, you know, challah and jellies, challah and it should be something sweeter. On this, there's a beautiful parable, beautiful mashal, what trying to explain that what is bichlal a connection. So there was once a child around 13, 14 year old, starting his teenager years, and he comes home and his man, he's all excited that he can, you know, he doesn't need to come back on time. He doesn't have school tomorrow, doesn't have yeshiva tomorrow. So his parents say, don't come back later. You can do whatever you want till 11 o'clock, but 11 o'clock, be home. 11 o'clock, he calls up home and he says, you know, punkt, you know, I wanted to be home at 11 o'clock. It's not going to work out. I'm going to be 20 minutes late. So his mother says, you know, 20 minutes late, but not later than 11:30. No. You know, Yorg Baliavi. Anyways, it comes around 11:35 and he calls back home. He's still not home. And he says, yeah, you know, I met punkt now, Bashkocha Protis. I met one of my friends. His mom is going, you know, off the tracks. And it's a mama should make it or break it. I didn't meet him for 2 years. Give me another 25 minutes. So at the time, that time already, his father was on the phone. His father said, yeah, no problem. Come back, you know, don't be in pressure of time. So he can say that, you know, he's all excited. He's not pressurized with the time. He calls back like around 12 o'clock and he tells his father again, you know, I need extra 20 minutes. His father says, I don't, you know, why are you calling me about when you're coming back? You know, come back whenever you want. Come back next week, you know, next year. And that's the moment where he started to feel a bit uncomfortable with the situation. And then he was thinking to himself, why am I so uncomfortable? Because, you know, my parents are the most, you know, generous parents that let me to come back next year. And then he thought that a parent will never tell the neighbor's children to come home on time. He will only go to his own children and tell them, please be back on time, because he cares for them. A person never gives restrictions to someone who he doesn't have a connection to. He only gives restrictions to someone who he cares for. To give out sweets and to all those things, you can give out to anyone, presents. Oh, but a connection restriction only comes to someone you care for. The restriction we have bichlal in the Torah, it's only coming from the connection the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to build up between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Especially, I was thinking, maybe we could do a tzushtel, especially in this Chag Echeiros with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the foundation, like we said before, is the connection between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to say, don't eat chometz, only eat matzah, in order that I can give you extra restrictions, b'shas, the Leila Seder, that I can be able to connect to you. I can be able to find the keshe between us. But lemaisa, it's all very nice. We have a keshe, but a lot of times we struggle to find the ava through the keshe. We know that there's restrictions, but how do we able to tap in to that to the ava through the keshe? Be'etzem, the whole lotion of ava, it's coming from, I think, Roshtet Loshon Zoya, it's coming with Loshon Hav. Ava, it's Meloshon giving. The more a person gives, the more a person will have a Ava to the Zach. You have a parent and you have a child. They say that the parent has a bigger Ava to the child, while a child has their parents. And Be'etzem, the child, since he's born, he's a troublemaker. He's a teenager, he starts to be rebellion, and he runs away from home, and he does everything, and the parents are wholly giving. It should be that the ava from the child is much bigger than the ava to the parents, much bigger than the ava to the parents to the child. Elamai, the parents are continuously giving to the child, since he's a baby. They're giving, he's growing up, they continue to give him. That builds up the ava from a parent to a child. The more a person gives, the more a person falls into ava with the zach. Now we can start to imagine how much ava the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has to us. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam continuously, since we born, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is giving us the chol yoyim erev boikev etzorim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not stopping to give us. Obviously, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has endless ava to all the world, especially to Klal Yisrael. And that's oichet our avoda, like Shteita Gemara and Kitten and Zayin Amud Beis in a Torah miskayem. Don't rush lucky. In a Torah miskayem is eleven mishum meimis atzmeileo. The Torah is only miskayem. Someone who's meimis atzmeileo, someone who sacrifices himself for Torah. That's the only way to be koina Torah, because the only way of be koina something, the only way to be mislat mishtagin and mislat in acharel. It's only if a person takes his own tivus and sacrifices himself for the zach, and that builds up the connection between them two. The Rebbe Shlom doesn't need anything really from us. The Rebbe Shlom has everything. The Rebbe Shlom, only thing he needs from us is our lev. Our lev. We need to give the Rebbe Shlom all what he gave us. We want to show the Rebbe Shlom. We want to give you. We're here for you. Some very nice, also mashal, but this really brings out the thing of Ava. There was a father who took his 3-year-old child to the shop, and he said, you know whose birthday is today? So the child says, who? So he said, it's daddy's birthday. So the uncle says, really? It's daddy's birthday today? What should we buy him? So he says, the father says, maybe we should buy him a watch. So he says, okay, very good. What should we buy? So the father goes to the section of the watches and he says, maybe we should buy this watch. And the child says, yeah, let's buy this watch. And they go to the counter. And the child tells to the guy by the counter, he says, this is a watch I want to buy for my father. It's a surprise. He has no idea about it. Just wrap it up and do it all nicely. I want to give him tonight. And he goes, wraps up, and then like, he comes to paying. It's like, who's paying? So he goes, so his father just pays like behind the child's back, and all sorted. He comes home, and that night the child takes the present, he gives it to his father, and the father, wow, he bursts out crying, he gives a hug and a kiss. Wow, such a nice present. And if we think to ourselves, why is the father so excited? He's not so excited with the present, because he's getting his own bank statement, his bill, he needs to pay. And he knew about it, it wasn't a surprise. The thing about why he's so excited is he sees how much his son wants to give him a present and how much his son wants to do a surprise for him. He wants to make him happy. The more the son wants to make him happy, that's how the father is going to feel the connection to the son. The more we try to give, to go out of our way, to sacrifice our way to Rebbe Shlom, that's more that Rebbe Shlom is going to appreciate it. To finish off with a tefillah we say every night, Vayimayriv Avas Oylam Aftonu. I was thinking maybe you could say a tzushtel. We say Avas Oylam Aftonu Hashem Aleikenu. And then we say Alkein Hashem Aleikenu Nasiach B'chukecha V'nismach B'dibris Harisecha. So I was always struggling to understand what's the Alkein. Because the Avas Oylam Aftonu, the Bishlam has endless Ava to his children. Therefore, Alkein Hashem Alekeinu Nesiach Bechukecha. What's the connection between point A and point B? The fidus is Lechor Meridik. The Bereshlam has endless Ahava to Klal Yisrael. Ahavas Oilom Ahavtonu Hashem Alekeinu. And we're trying to tap into the Ahava. We're trying to reflect back Ahava to the Bereshlam. But we don't know how to do it. We can't feel the Ahava. Therefore, Alkein Hashem Alekeinu Nesiach Bechukecha V'nismach B'diris Yosecha. Yoimam V'loila. V'em Nege Yoimam V'loila. However much more we sacrifice ourselves to v'em ne'ege yoyim v'loylo on the siach b'chukecha v'nisbach v'diris ha'secha, that's how much we'll be able to tap into the Ahava that the Rebbe Shlom has to us. And then we end up, and we hope, mitzvah Hashem, v'avoschal tosim yemenu lo'ilomim shkoyach v'kedmoiz. Beautiful.